Blog Talk Radio.
Mouth closed, legs open. Fuck it, it's Friday, y'all. It's time to get loose.
That was the wrong one.
Ladies, panties off. Fellas, hold something long and thick. It's time for Wet Wednesday.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Long time no see, baby. Long time no see. We missed you guys. And a happy belated Valentine's Day. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. Now, before we get into the show, let me go ahead and give you guys just some direction. First, I want to tell you guys that we appreciate you guys coming by tonight, listening to this show. We appreciate you. But before we already start the show, let me go ahead and give you guys just a little bit of direction. Now, if you like to listen over your phone, you can do so at area code 347-426-3673. If you'd like to listen online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ELA. VASE. Now, if you'd like to listen via your phone, you can call on up in here at area code 347-426-3673. Again, that's 347 426-3673. And if you have a question or a comment, what small change I need for you to do is to press the number 1, and that is going to alert us that you have a question or a comment. But if you are not shy, you can come on the line and you can talk to us online if you're not too shy. You know, but if you are a little shy, that's okay. You can just put your question over in the chat room, and I will relate that question online. Okay, you guys? Also, for international callers, you can welcome to chime into the show. You can do so by dialing the U.S. country code, then the telephone number, and that's going to let you come online. You can also Skype into the show. The show page, you'll see a S that's blue, and that'll allow you to Skype into the show. So there's several ways for you guys to listen to the show tonight, okay? Now, before we get started, just go ahead and welcome to the stage. Welcome to the stage, my boy, Small Change. Yes, yes, yes.
What a show, what a show. Kitty, what's up, baby?
How you doing?
Baby, if I was doing any better, I'd probably be over there smoking one of them fat cigars with you tonight.
You know, I didn't light one up tonight, but I will be doing it I'm sure this weekend. I'm sure Friday. I'm going to light me up a little something, you know.
A smoker. That's exciting.
Yes. Yes, yes, I got to give myself a hand for that, kid. It can get addicting. It's something, I love it. I mean, because it's just the whole experience. It's just not smoking, it's the whole experience and the smell of the cigar, cutting the cigar. Yes, the lightness cigar. You know, it's just not like smoking. You know, I've never smoked cigarettes. But it's just a total difference. There is definitely an experience. Definitely an experience. Something you have to take your time with. You don't want to be rushed when you're doing it. So, you know, I try to keep it to once a week. I try to keep it special. But it gets so tempting sometimes. Sometimes it gets so tempting to want to do it every day. But I don't. I just keep it to just once a week.
I'm excited.
Yeah, but last week I had to tell the truth. Last week I did smoke, I think, 2 cigars. I need to make some room in my humidor because I had some new stuff coming. So I smoked me 2 cigars last week, you know. So
yeah. I smoked a couple cigars off of myself last week and about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, Lord. So you got it going on over there.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Corona Deluxe?
How was your Valentine's? You know,
It was unbelievable.
Yes, mine was too. It was lovely. It was quite lovely, but it's like it is around here every day. You know, we keep it lovely around here.
I went up up on the mountain, Signal Mountain, you know, with my little Jewish friends. One of my partners has a great restaurant up there, and it's called Off the Grill, too. I mean, oh, man, the food is just unbelievable, man. And it was pretty good. Then a little dinner, and out for a little dancing, you know what I'm saying? So it was unbelievable.
Okay, that sounds great. You know, we're
going up that goddamn hill. Cause
yeah, it does. You know what? It can be.
WA. Yeah, that's crazy, going up the back.
Yeah, it's very, you got one way up and one way down. It's very,
narrow.
So, you know. you got to be.
I mean, I'll check him out once a month, maybe. I'll get a chance.
Okay.
So what we got going on this evening, Carl?
Well, today, you know, well, tonight we are discussing, which we're going to do a series. This is just going to be the first segment in series, building a strong foundation in personal relationships. And we're going to be talking about finances. This we're going to be talking about different things. But this particular show, we're discussing when not keeping it real goes wrong. And we're going to talk about the sexual incompatibility. So this will be the first segment in the Building a Strong Foundation in Personal Relationships. So that's what we got going on this evening. I know we have, both of us have plenty to say, with this topic. But I'm so glad, I'm so glad that you guys didn't forget about us. You know, my computer been down for a couple weeks, but, you know, we're back live and kicking it. You know,
pop back.
But before we get into the meat of the show, I'm gonna give you guys just a little bit of news. Now, I did say the last time that we was on air that I was gonna try to keep it happy, but it just ain't went a whole lot of happy stuff out there. Hell, I didn't see a whole lot of happy stuff, but
ain't nobody happy out there. Shit, what the hell is going on?
Just didn't see a whole lot of happy stuff. You know, this story here is Nicki Minaj's tour manager. He was killed. He was stabbed to death Tuesday night in Philly. And she actually said it was two members that was her crew that was stabbed, but one of them survived. So that's sad. You know, she broke up with her boyfriend of 15 years, and I was like, man, that's...
Yeah, she had a boyfriend? I didn't know that.
But not no more. I mean, she was with the guy for 15 years, but not no more. Not anymore.
So what caused this stabbing?
It didn't say much. It just said the Tuesday night they was promoting. They was going to rehearse for a show she was having, and they were stabbed. But it doesn't say the reasons why or anything like that.
It's getting crazy. It's getting kind of crazy now. I mean, murder.
Yeah, especially in Jersey and New York, you know.
Lisa, I thought you said Philly. What you said?
Up in Philly, but I'm always used reporting crazy stories up in that direction, you know?
Man, that's crazy. My condolence goes out to the deceased.
Maybe.
Black crime has to stop. It had to decease. Man, we lose so many of our black good men, you know what I'm saying? Over nothing. Make sure you keep up on that story, because I definitely want to know what's going on with that, because that's totally...
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be talking about it a little more in the...
I've seen on TMM where, you know, Birdman was trying to get into her party and she wouldn't let him come in. So Boat is rocking over there, you know. She down with Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? It looked like Lil Wayne finna take Drake also, too. So,
You know, now this story, you know, it's always, you know, with these stars, it's always something. But it's a media takeout. They're reporting that Jay-Z is being sued for fathering a son by his side chick. And it says, and Jigga is refusing to take a DNA test. And it says, and they have pictures of his alleged break baby on media takeout. So he's supposed to have a son out there.
Got big lips like Jay-Z.
Yeah, the boy got big lips. He's 21, but the child is 21 years old. He do got some big lips.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
The rapper accused of avoiding a paternity test is being sued. Yeah, but you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know, like you say, yeah, you're right. See, I don't blame Jigga. I wouldn't take one either. You know what I'm saying? fuck, you wait till 21 years and then you're going to pop this shit out? Oh, hell no.
Not this old, you know.
Yeah, 21? Get the fuck out of here. But shit, if you knew that this was your son, my son, now you going to tell me when he's 21 years old?
I don't think you can get no back child support or nothing like that. He's 21, he's a grown man, you know?
He's a grown man. He on his damn own. What the hell is this shit? He's somebody just concocting trying to get some money. I hear you, Jay. I would take nanny to my brother.
Yeah, so, you know, the story's out there. You guys can Google that story. I'm pretty sure it's not going to go anywhere, but. Yeah, you guys can check that out. Also, it's always a sad story. Florida man, he beat his girlfriend's son to death because the child child leaked his dirty diaper leaked onto his sister's furniture. So he beat her 3-year old. He's 3 years old. And he beat her son to death. He's supposed to have been watching her. He's supposed to have been watching him while she started a new job. But he goes and picks her up at 3:45 because she starts work like 5:30 in the morning. He picks up at 3:45, and the story says that he had tears in his eyes. So she just wondered what was going on, but she looked at her baby. And she noticed that he was slumped over, she touched him and the baby was cold. So he took her and the baby to the hospital, still didn't tell him what was going on, and she ran in there with the baby and he just took off. And the doctor told her that the baby had been dead probably 3 to 4 hours. So he's on a run. He's on a run. Yeah, you got to be careful. You have to be careful when you
careful who you're dealing with, period. You know what I'm saying? Especially around young kids, you know what I mean? And, you know, I love kids, you know, my grandbaby, you know, all my grandkids, you know, you just have to be careful. Because, you know, young people, you don't know what they're thinking, what's on their mind. I mean, why?
Yeah, because he's 28 years old, the man that beat the little boy to death. He's 28 years old, but I wouldn't be leaving my child with, that's not his father. The 3-year old, I just wouldn't be, you know. He had to be a long relationship. I just wouldn't. Because most of the time, you know, relationships like that, he don't want that baby there anyway.
I mean, just because all he had to do was just change the little boy diaper, clean up the spot. It wasn't that much to kill a kid over a piece of damn furniture that probably wasn't worth crap anyway.
Yeah, and then she said when she saw the baby had bruises all over his face and, it's like, man,
this dude, trust me, they're going to find him. He can't hide.
Yeah, so my prayers go out to, you know, to her and, you know, go out to that family.
Trust the mom and condolence to the baby, you know. No kids should have to go through the abuse, but
no.
I kind of understand a little bit because, you know, my situation when I was young, you know, and, you know, the guy that I thought was my pops wasn't my pops, and their mother used to do all kind of crazy shit, but, you know, I survived it. And I knew why he had the anger in his heart, because of the simple fact that I wasn't his son. So, you know, I don't know what was going on between him and my mom, but it was crazy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely a sad story. But we're going to go ahead and jump into this topic, you guys. This topic. When not keeping it real goes wrong, sexual incompatibility. Now, one of the things that kind of brought up this, you know, this segment, this particular topic, you see a lot of people getting into relationships and getting married, but he's not there, especially women. Sometimes they just get married just because they feel like it's a thing to do. But it's not really compatible with their partners. You know, now I'm going to, tonight I'm going to talk about the, like the sexual incompatibility, but, you know, later on we'll discuss, you know, the finances and, you know, the goals and, you know, you're looking to get in a relationship, you know, different things you need to discuss and, you know, just stuff like that. But it's more, you know, tonight we're focusing on, the sexual aspect of it. Now, fellas, let's talk to the fellas. Let's talk to the fellas a little bit. And I'm sure that a small change will chime in.
Oh, yeah.
Fellas, if you know, and you want to excuse my French, I may get a little raunchy tonight, okay? But if you know you like getting your dick sucked and your balls licked, and you have you've gotten into a relationship with a young lady that's telling you don't want to do that, she doesn't want to do that, you need to rethink that relationship with her, and especially getting married to her. The thing is, sooner or later, if that's what you like, if that is what you like, sooner or later, the truth is going to come out. Sooner or later, your true self is going to come out. Let's say you got a high sex drive. You know, I can use me for example. I have a high sex drive, but I couldn't be with. Be hard for me to be with a partner that couldn't accept that. That's the way I am. I've been in a relationship where they had a problem with it, and I was miserable. I tried to change who I was just to be in a relationship, and I ended up being just miserable, you know, back in my younger years. We shouldn't have been together. Just incompatible on several different levels, you know. But sometimes you're sacrificing. You have kids, or get kids, or something like that. You're trying to sacrifice to try to make things. You try to make it work, but at the end of the day, you are still who you are. You know. Go ahead, small change.
Well, I look at it. You're absolutely right. Sometimes you can. You can get into a relationship for the wrong reason. And, I mean, you definitely have to be honest with each other. And it has to be sacrificed. If just something that's worth, you know, fighting for or whatever. If she doesn't do that, as long as she got something else good, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I could substitute. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the point of, how willing is she going to, you know, give me what I want and I give her what she wants, you know? But then, like you say, in other situations, it just ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people stay, you know, but it's just not happening. So when do you get to the point where you sit down with your spouse or your friend or whatever and you actually lay everything on the table, you know?
But, you know, one thing that you said that I want to piggyback on, you said you got to be honest. And that is something that you have to be honest with yourself about what your needs are, you know, what it is that you want. And being honest with yourself is going to allow you where you can be honest with your partner. Because you just, like Small Change said, you have to be honest, especially if you're looking to be with somebody for the long haul. You have to be honest, you know, for sure what you want. And what you said, a Small Change, you know, the compromise part, is this something that you can be in this relationship for a long time and go without? So you have to ask yourself that question too. You know, the compromise part, is this something that you can do without? But if you know you can't, this is something that you can't do without, it's just, you know, why even waste time?
Why
you make it? I mean, sooner or later, you're going to be miserable. Now, there's a difference in if the person is trying. You know, it's always going to be stuff. Well, I can't say it. It's always going to be stuff sometimes that maybe you just don't like. But if you want to be with that partner, what's wrong with at least trying? You know, at least trying. If you have a partner that's, that they said you can have your husband, he likes his dick sucked every day, what's wrong with just trying? If you have your wife that maybe she needs, you're tired sometimes, but she needs to get poked every day, you know, why not just try? Maybe not every day, but you compromise where you guys are somewhere in between, where your partner can be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not talking about somebody who's trying to bang and just leave. You know, who gives a fuck about that? It's different. It's a difference when you just hitting and quitting. You know, you're not trying to put all them emphasis. You really don't give a fuck, excuse my friends, when this just somebody just you're just gonna fucking keep it moving. It's just none of this. You know, it really don't even matter. But if you, when we're talking about people that somebody's trying to, you know, be in a long-lasting relationship. You see, this is what, you know, this is what we're discussing tonight.
And it's like, because when you actually think about it, you're talking about something that's going to be permanent, which nothing is really permanent, but in your mind, you're saying that you want to be with this individual for the rest of your life, but, you know, we never know what's going to happen. But like you said, if you come into the relationship and you already got these issues that you really find that it's not really you, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we just get sucked up in it. And it might last for a year, might even last for 2 years. But eventually, it's going to come to a boil, and it's going to come to the air where it's going to pop, you know, and it's over. You know,
yeah,
because
you can't do that.
Like you said, a lot of time has been wasted.
Yeah, you can't put a circle in a square peg. It's just not going to fit. You know, you can't force it. Even, you know, I see it on the internet. I hear about, you know, men complaining that their women, their wives or their girlfriend, they don't pursue them. You know, men like the ladies, men like to be pursued too in the bedroom. They like for you to, trust me. They like for you. A man, just as much as a woman does, they like to feel wanted and like for you to tell them that they're... Oh, go ahead. Who better else to tell it than the man? Go right ahead.
I was just going to say that it's like with my peeps, when we go out, you know what I'm saying? It's like renegades. And what I mean by renegade is wherever we go, we don't worry about who's there. We just worry about our situation. You know what I'm saying? I let her go out, do her thing. You know me, I'm cool, calm, collected, rather known to be respected. So I'm sitting back watching, you know, and just this weekend, you know, all the girls all over and everything. You know, and hey, but you know me, I'm gonna have some fun. You know what I'm saying? It's exciting. But you have to understand the person, you know, and y'all have to really have a very strong, you know, strong situation, because a lot of people are jealous. A lot of people have hidden agendas, you know.
Right.
It's just crazy, you know.
And I'm so glad that you said that, because I want to tell the, you know, talk to women for a second. You know, when it comes to, you know, certain things, stop getting advice from your single, lonely girlfriend if you got a man at home.
What work for her might not work for you. You know what I'm saying?
You need to be talking to you. There's a problem talking to your man about it, because your girlfriend is going to tell you, oh, leave a man. You know, girl, just leave him. Leave that man.
She'll be the man one time to fuck him as soon as you go. She recalls him. Girl,
she's calling,
telling him she wasn't no good for you. I'm going to get this. This is what you
need. You want to, if it's going to be a long-lasting thing, you want to talk to your partner about whatever the problem is. Now, I understand sometimes, you know, it may be your mom or somebody you want to get some advice from, but you want to get some advice from someone that has your best interest at heart, not someone that's going to tell you that you need to leave your man, because sometimes...
She ain't got no man, and she wants
the woman that don't have a man, she don't have a man, she's going to tell you that, you know, you need to leave him. And you want to make sure it's somebody that has your best interest at heart. Not somebody that's going to be telling you just to automatically leave your man. So communication, as somebody tell me, one of the biggest reasons that people cheat is because of a lack of communication. The lack of communication. It's so true. Just not talking to each other or talking to other people instead of their partners. So, he told me that that's one of the reasons that people cheat. And, you know, one of the top reasons is just because people are not honest with their partners of what they want. They're just not completely honest.
And like I said, you know, it's always hidden agenda. A lot of people are together for different reasons. Some people are with a person because of finance. Some people are with a person just because, you know, they freak real good. You know what I'm saying? And that's all they really have in common. And if you think that's it, if that's the thing that's going to hold the glue together, you got another thing coming. You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, you got the good sex, but you can't communicate, just like we were just saying. You know what I'm saying? So how can you take something to a next level if you can't even talk to this person because you can't stand her? But, you know, she got that fire saying that you like so much.
When you get to the age that we are, you know, when you just get to this age, like, you know, I'm 40 years old. Late 30s, you get to this age, you're looking for something different. You know, those looks and all that stuff, that's beautiful and wonderful. But, you know, when you're looking for a partner, but that stuff is only going to last for so long. You want someone with... that has some type of, you know, substance, and, you know, that you're compatible with, because we don't have time to keep getting it wrong, you know, you just want to be with somebody who want to get it right, you know. So when it comes to those looks, and, you know, going by what somebody look like, don't look fake, you know, you just going by, that's all she has to offer, airhead, but don't have nothing to bring to the table that you can deal with. It's only going to last for so long.
And nowadays, shit is so fake out here. I got a friend took a young lady out. You know what I'm saying? He like, oh man, that body banging. You know what I'm saying? He pointed up with her and got to the hotel. You know what I'm saying? And got undressed. And that little nice little booty that she had, she sit that in the chair.
Oh, wait a minute. She had a chair, so she had a little fake booty on, a little fake.
he talked about, ooh, wee, man. You know, it was so round. He was like, girl, man. He went all out. I got the hotel. They're in the hotel. He popping, you know what I'm saying? And they get ready to get down. He's like, he noticing that she ain't letting him really grab that thing like he want to, you know what I'm saying? So she goes and, I guess, unrobe and put a towel around her and comes back. And he like, oh, no. Wait a minute.
Did he say something? Yeah. Did he address
it? The booty was sitting in the chair.
Okay. Yeah, you
got to
tell me about
so
that
got,
later.
Yeah, yeah. He, well, put it to you like this. He got hoodwinked. You know what I'm saying? What he thought was there wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? You out here balling out of control, you know, with a woman that needs a new booty for a body.
Dang. What, there's so many, you know what, there's so many these days of getting fake ass.
Damn. He's like, man, he said she had some motherfucking nice cream color pants on and said it was looking sexy. It's hell, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, these brothers out here, man, you gotta be careful, boy. You don't know what the fuck you're getting nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Damn. And the booty sitting in the chair. Damn, man. I don't know how to do that.
That's funny. Let's talk about before we already get out of here. We have about... we have about 8 minutes left on the show, but, you know, we do want to talk about some type of solution for sexual incompatibility. Maybe something that you have some way where you can try to fix it. So there are people that's in this situation, and maybe you've married somebody and it's just not what you want to be, you know, where you want to be. But you're trying to stay married to stay in the relationship. First of all, as we said before, communicate. You guys have got to talk to each other. That's the only way you're going to find out, you know, what's wrong. Another thing is the compromise. Of course, if you want to be in a relationship for a long time, there's going to be some times where you're going to need to compromise. And, you know, I do understand that sometimes getting out of your old sexual patterns, it can be tough. You know, you used to just doing it this way or, you know, especially if you've been single for a long time. Sometimes you just get used to things a certain way. But, you know, sometimes you have to compromise. And they just say things like I said earlier. If he wants you to perform fellatio every day, maybe you don't want to do it every day, but you try it twice a week. You know, that's a compromise. That's a young compromise, but the thing is that you at least try, you know, just not just saying no. And I know when it comes to sometimes it can be something that maybe you're uncomfortable with, but I'm not something that's way off the wall, like putting a gerbil up your butt. I'm not saying nothing like that. But I ain't talking about nothing crazy like that. Because I'm not doing that. It's just a hell no. You got to go. We got to do all that. But, you know, there's certain things, you know, that can be, compromised. Because, you know, ladies, giving head ain't just for, it's just not for Valentine's Day, birthdays and anniversaries. It's just not for those days. You got to tie it in a little more, especially if it's something that your man like. And you know, fellas, if your woman, if she likes cunnilingus, getting head also, then you gotta, you can't just, she be giving, and you can't, she just can't be giving all the time, and you're not giving to her, you know, so you gotta eat a little bit, you know, if she likes that, if she's even open to it. Yeah, you gotta find out if she's open to it, or if it's something that she likes, then yes, you need to be giving to her too. So, you know, relationships can work out a little better. People are willing to just to compromise a little bit, just to come somewhere in between. You might not go all the way, but just to come somewhere in between where you have a happy medium, that makes a difference. It makes a big difference. Instead of lying to each other and not communicating, it just makes a big difference when you can communicate. And, you know, have some form of a compromise. And let's face it, if you love somebody, if you truly, 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 truly do love somebody, you try to do whatever it takes to make them happy, whatever it takes. You know, so, you know, just think about that. Was you going to say some small change? I think I butt in for you.
Everything that you're saying is straight on the up and up. And basically, like you said, it's about communication. And, you know, we all have to step back, you know what I'm saying, and listen to our women, you know what I'm saying. Guys, I know how we are. You know, I know I am. I mean, but we got to listen to them, you know. You listen to them and you learn them and you understand what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not the big thing you do, it's the small thing that they remember.
So absolutely.
Keep that up, man, and keep it going, you know what I'm saying? And dudes, you know, we can get what out of it. We can get whatever we want out of it. It's just how we get it out. And what's the best way to get it out? You know what I'm saying? You always make her feel like she is their queen, and you put her on that pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. You put her up there high enough, believe me, you're going to be getting everything you need and everything you think that you may need. So just keep doing what you're doing, baby.
Absolutely. And sometimes you got to look at if your partner has, you know, cheated on you, you got some people that, you got some men and women out there that they just trifling, and that's what they're going to do. Excuse me, that's just what they want to do. But you got to look at when that does happen to you. Why? You know, why? I know it happened with me, like I said, it happened with me before because I wasn't being honest. I wasn't communicating. He didn't want a freak. He wanted somebody that was more, just not me. Wasn't like, you know, he said that's what he wanted, but I was not, you know, he wanted a church girl.
Scared.
He wanted you.
Scared of Miss K. He was probably too aggressive for
him. He wanted somebody that was a little more, a little more tame. A little more tame, you know, somebody that he can, you know, kind of teach something to. And I was just a little too much on the other side for him, you know. So, and that's okay, you know, everybody ain't for everybody. And, you know, so he went for somebody was more like that, you know, more quiet and didn't like sex so much, and you know, so. But you know, I had to look at myself. You know, later on, after being in a relationship for a while, I saw it. But instead of leaving, because I'm just a fighter. You know, I try to fix. You know, I'm a fighter. But you know, that, like I said, that was when I was younger. But you know, I can fault myself because I saw the signs, but instead of leaving, I stayed. I stayed and just was miserable for another year or two until I finally got fed up. It's like, this shit ain't working.
What are you rushing? You just dick on
yes.
On,
oh, my
on
God.
On the weekend,
yes.
Every Sunday at 6 o'clock.
Oh, gosh. It was, Yes, it was horrible. It just would never would. It was just horrible. It was just horrible. It was horrible. I was miserable. You know, I just couldn't be myself. I just couldn't. He wanted something else. I couldn't be myself. So, I learned. You know, we both made mistakes in our relationship because I shouldn't have stayed. I shouldn't have stayed. You should never be with somebody that you can't be yourself with. You should never be, if you can't be who you truly are, you don't need to be with you. You know, so, you know, I learned from it, and I learned that I won't ever go through that again. So, you know, relationships, I tell you, well, this is what it is. If I'm, you know, if I feel as if we're going to be together for, you know, we're going a certain direction and we're going to be together a long time, then I'm going to lay out all of this is what it is. Can you deal with this or not? If not, fine. Keep it pushing, you know?
No, that's right. But like you know? Said, you did the main thing. You let him know from the beginning. So
from the beginning, yes, I did.
So you got to remember
yes,
now,
I did.
If there's too many lion tamers in the cage, the lions get confused.
All right, you guys. That is, can you believe it? That is our show. I want to invite you. Well, we both want to invite you guys to make sure if you like what you are hearing here tonight, make sure that you follow the show. Follow the show. In doing so, that's going to alert you when the shows come on Wednesdays, and also it alerts you for the music shows on Fridays, or even some shows I may. I may start having some stuff during the week, but it alerts you. If you follow, so you go to the front page and you hit the follow button at the top, I believe, the top left corner, follow the show. That's just going to alert you when we come on.
Yeah,
you can leave
the comments too.
Yes, we are. We appreciate all.
We
appreciate all feedback. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. If you leave your, you can also leave your comment as far as what topics you guys would like to hear. You can put that right on the front page, on the show page. Put your comments in right there. And you have a choice, too. You know, I think it'll post to our Facebook pages or not. You can choose for it to do that or not. So just make sure, like, you know, just make sure it's like small change there that you leave your comments. Also, don't forget to go over to, we still have some stuff on the website. I know, you know, that Valentine's is just over, but it's still stuff over at kittycatcloset.com. So make sure that you go over there and visit kittycatcloset.com. Everything ships 24 to 48 hours. I had to ship out a couple things out today. They'll be getting their stuff within the next 2 days. So make sure that you go over there, you guys. Don't forget our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/kittycatcloset. We are also on Twitter at twitter.com/kittycatcloset. So, and also Google Plus. You can Google and put in Kitty Alabaste or Kitty Cat Closet, and everything will come up. The Google Plus, the Twitter, the website, everything will come up where you can keep in touch with us. Okay, you guys? So make sure that you do that. Also, there will be a music show on Friday, so make sure that you come by and join me Friday for the music show. I think I'm going to do some old school W shit. I've been feeling, you know, I just like that old school shit.
Really,
see? They don't want to know about that. So, you guys,
great.
Make sure that, that's what I'm talking about. So make sure that you check me out on Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern, and also here every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern. We come on an hour before Empire here on the West Coast. So to help you remember, an hour before Empire.
Empire was good tonight, baby. It was good.
Yeah, I got to listen. I'm going to go watch it. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to go watch it. It's 10 minutes. No, I'm going to go watch it.
Episode. I ain't even going to tell you, baby.
Hey, we can talk about it next week. We'll talk about it.
Because
I'm
going to
check out the, I'm going to also check out, I'm going to give you guys a review next week of the 50 Shades of Grey. I've read the book already.
I went to the movie.
Okay, so next week, we're going to talk about Small Change and I. We're going to talk about the 50 Shades of Grey movie. And we'll both give you our take on it. I know the book, I read the book and I wasn't, the book, you know, I went to, God, people are really into this. God, they really must have some boring sex lives. Because some of this stuff is like, I didn't did this. It's like,
that's the thing, you know what makes it so bad is like, remember you was calling me that?
Yeah, 50 Shades,
I was like, this is crazy. I mean, like you said, this is shit that I already done. You know? Give me something else, you know? We could have made that movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I read something in the book and was, I was just like, man, this. Okay, I think what makes the story interesting is that she's I'm going to say this for those who ain't seen it, but I will be talking about it next week, is that she's a virgin. And,
Of course, a virgin. And then, he can train her like he wants.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're going to talk about that next week. Instead of doing the news next week, we'll give our a couple minutes on 50 Shades and then, we're going to the topic, so you guys be on the lookout for that, okay? So
definitely, Empire, don't forget that, because that's going to be good, baby.
I'm going in there, listen, time I hang up, I'm going to get me just to grab me a little bite, and I'm going right in the room so I can watch it. I'm going to go watch it right now, okay?
Get excited. So that's going to be off like a palm dress.
Yes, yes. So I will see you guys next Friday. We love you. We see y'all. We give you guys something to go out to. Peace.
Give them that fucking music. Yeah.